And the more says, Eipach, you have to change it around. That Afilu be Surai, less light. There's no way out. You have to say, now Mishnah does not go according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, even by Yisurim, does not say, Mechlala Bat Hashemayhein. So the more says, is this true? Maskiv lo Ravina. Will be Yisura, less light. Is it true what you're saying that by Yisurim, Rabbi Meir does not hold Mechlala Bat Hashemayhein, and Lamayat is so? Shesuya Yayin, that is the Kayin, drinks wine before he does the Avod that he's Chayiv Misa. Or through a rosh, if he comes in without a hiccup with his head uncovered, the misa that the kohen is chayiv misa for this. Hachinam, you want to tell me also the lesson of Rav Meir will not hold that the chayiv misa because he only learned it out from the chlal lav. The Yotnan we learn clearly. Eila shev misa. These are the inyan. The kohen does something is chayiv misa. Shesuya yain through a rosh. The Rashi says shouldn't misa. The misa leishamin in law doesn't say clearly chayiv misa. Elohein, Mechlal Lav, Dichsiv, Yain Veshecher Al Tesh. For Loitomusus, what just says, do not drink wine and do not die. Mashmo, Hoyim Shasta, if you do drink wine, Bevoyach, when you come to the base of Migdash, Allah Amoyed, then you will die. So we only hear the Misa from the Mechlal Lav at the Shemay Hain. So Chur is, there's a Mishnah. How could Rav Meir argue on this Mishnah? So Chur, you have to answer that by Yisurim, everybody holds you say Mechlal Lav at the Shemay Hain. That's why even though the Pasuk just says, do not drink wine and do not die, that we hear that if you do drink wine and you go in and do the avodah yichayiv misa. So everybody has to hold like this. Says, so what's pshat by Saita? So my answer is, El Yoylam Tepech. That ki lesle b'mamayna. The suri, ki lesle b'mamayna. Only by money he does not hold. But the suri yisle. But by suri he does hold the chlala avat ha-shema yehen.
What is this?
The Shani Saita, the Yisur of Yisur B'mamaynehu. Saita, the reason why there we did not hold from the Chalav Bat HaShemayhein, because there's money involved also. The main, not the main thing, but part of the Saita is the Ksuba. The question is, does the husband have to pay her a Ksuba or not? Like right now, Manas Sofik, she's us to the husband. He has to give her a get, true. But the question is, she reserves to receive the Ksuba or not? So here the Shavuos are about the Ksuba also. Therefore, since it's about Mammon, Oviri does not hold Mechlala Bat HaShemayhein. But otherwise, Rabbi Meir by Yisurim holds Mechlala Bat HaShemayhein.
Rabbi, also, Saita, the reason why she gets blessed is because they let her
out from the Gezeirah Shavuot. And Liyelim Tepech, really should be Liyelim Tepech. Really, we're coming out that our mission is good. The gears in the mission is good. The place talks about this. That's what it means, that's the maskana. Rav Meir holds from Mechlal Bat HaShemayhein by Yisurim, therefore our mission is good, only by Saita, or by Mammon, and even by Saita, he does not hold. How do you allow Shavua say this? The Mishnah says, Shavua sa pikodin. We just finished Eidus, now pikodin. That if you give a Shema to watch something from you for you, and at the end of the time you say, give it back to me, and he says, no, I do not have it, so you tell him, swear, and he swears, says, Chayiv Shavua sa pikodin. We'll soon see what is Chayiv. So this neheges ba'noshim u'b'noshim could even apply to ladies also. If you give a lady something to watch and then she denies it and she swears, she's chayav b'korban. For a chaykim u'b'kroivim, they could be a korv also. There's not a parsha of edus here. You do not have to be koshali edus. A relative also. V'ksherim u'b'psulim, even the person's a gazlan, he's possibly edus. So what? Because it still applies. B'fnei bezdin, b'shlei b'fnei bezdin. Whether you swear inside bezdin or outside bezdin, mipiatzmai. If the shomer himself swears falsely, he's chayiv the korban even though he swears outside bezdin. Mipiacherim. But if the shomer himself does not swear, just the owner, the baal hapikadon comes and says, mushveni aleichem, I'm putting the shvuah upon you, which this parsha does not say by pikadon, we learn it out from shvuah sedus. If so, ein chayiv at shichparenu bebezdin. Dibur Rabbi Meir. That since you're learning it out from shvuah sedus, it's only like edus. That Mushma Piacherim is only inside Bezdin and not outside Bezdin. But that's Rav Meir Shita. Vachom Maimim no. Bein Mipiatzma Bein Mipiacherim Kivan Shekofa Boichayiv. Vachom say Doin Mino Umino. True, we're learning out that Mushma Piacherim is Chayiv just like by Shavuos Eidus. But once you learn it out from Eidus, bring it back into the Pasha of Pikodin. By Pikodin it does not say Bezdin, so whether you're inside Bezdin or whether you're outside Bezdin, if the owner makes the shomer, puts a shvu upon the shomer, and the shomer says, no, I do not have it, he's chayav a korban. V'chayiv al zodin ha-shvua, v'chayiv if you're amazed. We had before, we learn out, techata, techata, we hold, not like Reb Shimon, we hold, we learn out pikodin from Edus, or better, it does not say the word v'nelem here, so therefore it means b'nezid. You have to know right now that you really have the pikodin, and you're swearing false. V'yashig gosoi im zodna pikodin. The shaykh here means that you know that you have the pikodin, just you do not know yechayiv a korban. On that type of a shaykh gosoi yechayiv. But v'yein yechayiv ashig gosoi gredosa. If you really think right now that you do not have the pikodin, the shaymer really thinks he gave it back. So when he's swearing he's an honest, he's potter from the korban. What is this shaymer chayiv when he knows that he's swearing false? Osham is chayiv the korban. Osham by pikodin, the kesef shkolim. It has to be worth at least two shkolim. There's an amount, how much the korban has to be worth. Two sloyim at least. Now, Shvua Saptikodin case said, what is the case of a Shvua Saptikodin? Oh my lord, the owner comes to the shaman and says, Tainli Pikdoinish Yeshli Biyotcha. Listen, I asked you to watch something for me. The time is up. Please give it back. Shvua, the shaman answers back, Shvua Shein Lecha Biyodi. I swear I do not have it. Oh, Shah Maloi, Ein Lecha Biyodi. Or else the shaman answers back, no, I do not have it. So the owner says, Mashbiyacha Ani, I'm putting a Shvua upon you. The Yomer Amen, and the Shemir answers back Amen. So then, he raised the Chayiv. Since he said Amen, that's Kamei Tishvu Mepivdami. For sure, it's Chayiv. What's going to be a lashon of Hashvi Olav Chomish Pamin? That the owner makes the Shemir swear five times. Then the Fnei Bez Mesh, the Fnei Bez and the Kofar Chayiv Kolachas Biachas. For every time the Shemir was Kofar, was called the Kfiras Mamin, and it's Chayiv a separate carbon. Amr Rabbi Shimon, my Tam, that they Shiyacholachas Olaydes. Because after each kfira, he could have been admitted. He could have come back to admit. So the fact he's not admitting, again, is called the kfiras mamin that yechayev a korban. Let's say five people come to this Reuven and say to him, listen, we gave you something to watch, give it back. Like we're a shutfas, we own this chair together, and five of us gave it to you to watch. He answers back, shvua, shein lechem biyodi, I swear that you have nothing of mine, I have nothing of yours. Is ein chayv alachas? He only said one shvua, he's only chayv one korban. What about if he says shvua shein lecha biyodi, v'loy lecha, I don't have to you, chayv alachas biyachas. Since he said loy lecha, each separately, that's a separate shvua. He's chayv a separate korban. We have a lezer v'aymeno, ashiyoyim ha-shvua v'achroina. He has to end off with the word shvua. Then we say, meant to say, I swear I do not have not to you, and also I'm swearing not to you, and also not to you. Then is chayiv the five shvuas, the five kabbarnas. Rabbi Shimon Oim Iyer. Rabbi Shimon Oim Ino, Achiyoyim Eshvu Lecholecha Diyechot. It's not enough the beginning and the end, but by each one you have to say, I swear I do not have from you, I do not have from you, I do not have from you. Now, what's going to be if Reuven or the owner comes to the shayim and says, Tainli pikodin. Listen, I gave you a pikodin to watch. Zeshumas yad. You owe me money. I lent you money. Gezel, you have stolen goods of mine. The avedi, you found my lost object. Sheeshli biyotcha, I have by you. It's all like a shvuas pikodin. And the person answers back. The shema says, shvua shein lecha biyodi. I just make one shvua. I have nothing of yours. And chay v'lachas is only chay one korban. What about if he says, Shvua, Shein Lecha, Biyodi, Pikodin, Sheshumas Yad, Gezeg, Aveda, then Chayav HaKolachas V'yachas. Since he said separately each one, it's like a separate Shvua on each one of them, he's Chayav Fua. What's going to be, the owner says, Tainli, Chitim, Mustarim, Akusnim, Sheeshti, Biyotcha. Listen, you have of mine wheat, barley, and spelt. He answers back, Shvua, Shein Lecha, Biyodi, he swears I have nothing, and the Chayav HaKolachas is only one Shvua. What about Shvua Shein Lecha Biyodi Chitim Sarim Akusmin? It's kind of a Kolachas V'yachas. Since it's each one separately, it's like swearing, I do not have spelt, I do not have barley, I do not have wheat. Rabbi Meir Reimer, Afidu Wama Chitim Sarim Akusma, Chayim V'Kolachas V'yachas. Even if he only swears about one wheat, so even though one wheat, like a Sprocha Shem Meshav Pruta, what he meant to say Chitim does not mean one wheat, he means the wheat, the barley, and the spelt. Or what is going to be onasti, onasto, pitisa, pitiso, esbiti? The father comes to this man and says, listen, you are my honest, my daughter, you owe me 50 shkolim. Vuayim, and he says, loya nasti, no, I did not do this kofar, loya patisi, mashbiach anisa, the father, I want you to swear, the yom amen, chayiv, he's chayv. It's called the kfiras mammon. It's called he's holding back money from you, and he's wherefore that the shvuah sat begodin. Rabbi Shimon Peiter, why sheinu mishalim knas apiyatznoi? Since onasti is a knas, so by knas Rabbi Shimon says you're part of the shvuah sat begodin. Since you did not pay apiyatznoi, if you're moida beknas you're potter, so that's not called the chiy of money that you chayv the shvuah sat begodin. True, Apple P Shane Mashalam Knasa Piatsboy, but Mashalam Boshus of Pagama Piatsmoy. If somebody was manus your daughter, not only does he have to pay the Chamishim Shkolim, but he also has to pay for Boshus and Pagam, for the embarrassment you gave her, which that is not considered Knas, that's considered Mammon. So see in the Gemara, why does Rabbi Shimon argue? The Chum say good, the person is asking for two things, for Knas and for Mammon, and he swore false, so she'd be high for the money at least. Same thing, Ganav to Yesheri. Somebody says, you stole my shore. V'roi meloi ganav to Mashbiach Haniv Yom Romein, Chayiv. That's a kfiras mammon. It's mammon. What about Ganav to Yavloi Tvas Lomachati? The person admits that he stole it, but he does not admit that he made a Tvicha Mechira. He's Kaifa the Knaf, and Mashbiach Haniv Yom Romein, Potter. Because here is pure Knaf, and pure Knaf, everybody holds your Potter. Hey, Mishor, Chayeshari. I say, your shore killed my shore, it's mammon. That's a regular case of mammon. Hey, Mishor Chris Avdi, I say your shor killed my Yevid Kanani. The day you have to pay me Shloshim Shkolim. Because that's called pure Knas. Knas is Potter. Omaloi Chaval to be, you did damage to me. Vasisi Bechabura, Vuamaloi Chaval to be, Vasisi Bechabura, Shikhanev Yom Ramin, Hiskayev. That's called money, Hiskayev. Omaloi Avdi, Apalti Yashinoi, list the Yevid says to the master, you knocked out my teeth, you knocked out my eyes. I didn't do it. Mashmicha Nevi Yomamein Potter, because that's called Knas. Zeh Klal. Call on Mashalom Piyatsu. Anytime you pay by yourself, Chayiv. Mamen Yechayiv on Shavuos Apikodim. Mashen Mashalom Piyatsu my Potter. Anytime there's a pasha of Moed Beknas is Potter. That's not called Mamen for Apikodim. You're Potter for Shavuos Apikodim. Did we finish the Mishnah? Yilama Vavam obeys the bound of the Gemara. Ravacha Barhuna Rav Shmuel Braid Rabba Babachona. Rav Yitzchak Braid Rav Yehuda, all these Amroyim, is Tenu Shavuos by Rabba. They all learn Masechta Shavuos by Rabba. Rabba was the Rosh Hashiva. Is Pogubu Rav